Good afternoon, the exotic vet, Chrissy speaking.
Oh, hello. I have possibly a weird question, sorry. I was in the middle of thinking. Frog that I think we need to get put down. Are you able to help me with that?
Frog, sorry. Did you say?
Yeah, like the green jumping one.
Oh, yeah, a pet one?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no worries. What was going on with him?
We've just moved about a week ago, and so everyone has been super stressed and distracted, and we didn't notice until a few days ago, and then it's gotten really bad. But he has, we think it's probably like a fungal thing. So we took him out of like the main tank. We put him in another one. We've changed his, cleaned it, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
He's just gotten worse and worse. We have also had them for probably like 4 years, if not longer. So I don't know if he's just also really old.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how long they live. It's my wife's frog, but she can't deal with it right now.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you were just sort of looking to do euthanasia, it's 150.
Yeah.
And we can get you in to do that. It wouldn't be a consult. If you wanted a consult to see if there was anything that we could do, that would be 180.
Okay.
If you wanted just the euthanasia, we can do that for you as well at the 150.
Okay. Like, I haven't looked at him lately because I've just been doing all the other things, but I think she said he looks pretty bad.
Okay.
Sorry.
I mean, depending where you are, I can get you in. I think. We got a bit of more of an emergency. Hold on, sorry. Depending where you are, I've got, I think, an appointment this afternoon or tomorrow. I have appointments.
Okay. This afternoon, we've moved a long way away. We're out at Woodford.
Oh, yeah, no worries. That's okay.
And I'm working at the Wesley, so I have to drive home to get it and bring it back. So I think when I... like 3:30 before I got home because I took the train. And then it's about 45 minutes to get there.
So as much as
I don't want him to have to wait another night if he's really not feeling good.
That's okay.
I don't know timing-wise what you have.
Because we close at 5 is the only thing.
I know,
So like the last thing I could do would be like 4:30. Would be like the last available appointment.
I think I probably wouldn't make it.
Like otherwise I've got appointments tomorrow. Like I've got a 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
I just book the 9 o'clock? I think 4:30 would not happen.
Probably not with the traffic.
No, it says 45 minutes, but I don't trust it. And, I mean, that would be going against traffic, but still.
Otherwise, because where did you say you live? At Woodford?
We're Woodford,
Woodford, because I know there's, I'm trying to think of them. I think they're called the Moreton Bay Vets.
I tried them first, and they didn't have... anything and sent me to sent me to the one in Chermside, which they could help me, but their last appointment was at 3 o'clock and I went 100% no. I cannot get back by then.
no that's okay. I can definitely do tomorrow morning at 9 if you like.
Okay.
Do you want to do the consult or do you just think it's just euthanasia?
If we do the consult and they go, is it then like the 180 plus the 150?
It would be, yes.
Oh, yeah. We'll just, yeah. I think, I honestly think he probably just needs to go.
That's okay, yeah. No, that's fine.
I did ask her this morning, I'm like, is he still alive? And she looked and said, yeah, he is. And I went, okay. And I've been asking her all day. I'm like, can you just call the vet? And she's like, okay. And then... finally, she's like, I can't call the vet.
We can definitely do that. I'll get you in. If he does happen to pass overnight, you can always call and leave a voicemail or send us an email.
Okay.
If you need to cancel, that's not a problem.
I feel really bad for him.
No, I know. Cool. Yeah.
We've had so much going on, and
No, that's okay. That's
the other one seems totally fine.
Yeah, no, that's good. Okay, yeah, it happens actually a lot with these guys. So now, who do you want me to put the file under? What your name?
I guess my name, because I'll probably be bringing him.
Okay, no worries. What was your first name?
First name was Sarah. And surname Forbes. Sorry, I couldn't hear which one you wanted.
Oh, sorry, what was your last name again?
Forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S.
Oh, yep, yep. Perfect. Sarah Forbes, and what was your best contact number?
0414.
Mm-hmm.
669.
Yeah.
371.
371. And what was your home address? I'll put that in as well.
Number 9.
Yeah.
Hotham, H-O-T-H-A-M, Court.
Hotham Court, yep.
And it's De Aguilar, so Woodford, because nobody knows where De Aguilar is.
perfect. And what, was it a green tree frog?
Yep.
Yeah? All right. And how old is he? About four-ish, did you say?
I'd have to look, like, when we registered and his details. But I'd say he's probably, like, 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll just put a rough, just so we can create a file for him. And it's a male, do you think?
Yeah. Oh, alrighty. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
They both croak. So.
What was his name? Oh, yeah.
Nobby.
Nobby? Nice. All right. That's cute. Okay, all right. I'll make a file for you. And then, otherwise I've got you in 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And
perfect. Thank you.
If he does pass, because we don't open till 9, so you can always just call us, leave a voicemail. It should let you. Otherwise, you can just, like, send us an email or something if you...
Okay, thank you so much.
So, no worries. That's okay. Well, we'll see you tomorrow morning then.
All right, thank you.
Okay, no worries. Right. Bye.
Bye.